Your donations allow us to put joyful birdsong on the radio. Please support BirdNote with a tax-deductible donation today at birdnote.org. Every gift helps us produce the stories you love and share them with your amazing local radio station. Just go to birdnote.org today. And thanks.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Hello and welcome. I'm Reverend Billy here at the Church of Stop Shopping in lovely downtown New York City. We hold forth in a converted bank called the Earth Church, and you're welcome to join us on Sunday afternoons. We are supposed to find the moral equivalent of war. Those words were spoken by William James, a wise elder, a century ago. His advice, find out why everybody loves wars. The scandal, the heroism, the sexy uniforms, the marching, the drums, the flags, the songs. Oh, God. Get all of that. But hold the bullets and the bombs and the knives and the crying and the deaths. Well, a century later, I, here at the Church of Stop Shopping, I can say we have created the immoral equivalent of war. Because consumer capitalism, which William James a century ago could not have known about, consumerism has created simulations of war. Flavors of war. It's an entertainment form. We get so used to the violence that we don't seem to have any defense against invisible gases that cause monstrous storms and fires and floods. Fossil fuel emissions seem okay with us. The richest, most famous institutions in our culture, they're investing billions and billions in fossil fuel emissions. Yes, the bullets and the bombs are back in a new form. In the hate speech, in the redlining, in the sexual fear. Yeah. We don't seem to mind war right now, but that's got to be over. Because it so easily becomes real. Bullets and bombs once again. Today, let's call in our half hour together the Earth Riot Radio Show. Here it is. We're gonna call for a new kind of peace, hallelujah, in this church. All across the board. Let's be hardcore about it. Peace. Am I right? Oh, wait a minute. Look at this. Oh, a flock of white doves flown into the church. Hello, everybody. Shout it out. Peace-a-lujah. Peace-a-lujah. Earth-a-lujah.
And I don't know what it is. And I don't know what. $1 million for a breath of fresh air. Okay, take a number, the line's over there. And I don't know what it is, but laugh till you cry isn't what it was. Hilarious how very rich the comedian is. He lost all his jokes in the laugh track biz.
You better run. I believe in praying beyond crusades, and we all know what it is. Eternal life, it's not flying all night. No B-2 bomber, no high-tech attack. A child on the ground is praying that God back.
When did the start to believe beyond you?
When did the product die on the shelf? I think you lost us. What did you say? Nothing to love but fear itself. We have nothing to love.
You said life on earth.
Life is a network of terror.
The shopping
keeps the demons in the zoo.
It's not that we're young
or black or labor.
Until you change.
We're the devil to you.
Until you
change, we're the devil to you. Until you change.
Oh, we are. of you know an offbeat? You will know an offbeat. You know. So only the ones for this track, if we do get two tracks, the ones that know what an offbeat is, do it so we get it solid. And lead the others if they want to join in, you know. And if that doesn't work, we'll try four in the bar, because most people... That's, I think that'll be better, actually. Can you try leaving four in the bar on us? One, two, oh, one, two, three, four. Pat, pat. Are you doing offbeat? Do four in the bar. One, two, three, four.
To me.
To the news, after checking in with some of the famous peace activists that have helped us, and there's so many people that we could put out on the radio waves and out on the computers. And we, in the last weeks, we've had many of them. I think of John Coltrane and Eleanor Roosevelt, Yoko Ono, John Lennon, just... These are all steps along the way, but what we have right now with the murders in the Mideast, with the methodical, conscious murderousness of the fossil fuel industry, what we have is a challenge to evolve ourselves, to go into our deepest, darkest forest clearing, and then emerge in the brightest, strongest public expression. That might surround us with police, probably will. But those people, when they made their great moves that we depend upon now, Emma Goldman with the Mother Earth magazine, sent into exile, Eleanor Roosevelt with surrounded by men, starting the United Nations, and the idea of universal human rights. I mean, these steps, each one of those people was just in that disorientation that, well, pain and suffering, growth. When you're making a revolution, you do feel alone, ultimately. You might have some good comrades, but you have to step over the top into the bullets by yourself. And we will have to do that now as we face today's violence. We will find our peace, won't we? Let's go to the news now. Peace, hallelujah.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. Scientists have used computer-generated environments to study crickets and their acoustic techniques more realistically, adding new elements like the ground and vegetation to the models. To their surprise, they discovered when animals sang sitting on land, their acoustic efficiency, both volume and reach, could increase more than 10 times. This result contradicts long-held beliefs in the field of animal communication, which presume the ground is a hindrance to sound transmission. Crickets use their wings to make calls or chirps to attract mates. A few species of crickets, such as tree crickets, even build tools known as baffles by carving out holes in leaves to help them be louder. A federal judge has upheld the Biden administration's approval of the Willow oil drilling project in a remote part of northern Alaska, in a move that environmental groups warned will have tragic consequences for the Arctic. This week, the U.S. District Court Judge Sharon Gleason rejected requests by a grassroots Inupiat group and environmentalists to undo the approval for the project in the federally designated National Petroleum Reserve. Gleason wrote that the company behind the project, ConocoPhillips, has the right to develop its oil and gas leases in the reserve, subject to reasonable restrictions and mitigation measures imposed by the federal government. She added that the alternatives analyzed by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management were consistent with the policy objectives of the Petroleum Reserve and the stated purpose and need of the Willow Project. People who do not receive visits by loved ones are more likely to die earlier, a new study finds. Those who do not see friends or family are 77% more likely to die of any cause. And even monthly visits can make a big difference. Academics at the University of Glasgow have calculated that not seeing loved ones at least once a month and living alone significantly increases people's risk of dying. Shell is suing Greenpeace for $2.1 million in damages in one of the biggest ever legal threats against the group after its campaigners occupied a moving oil platform earlier this year. The lawsuit calls for an indefinite block on all protests at Shell infrastructure at sea or in port anywhere in the world, or the company will make claims that could reach $8.6 million if contracting companies also pursue damages. The oil company has mounted one of the biggest legal threats against Greenpeace in the environmental group's 50-year history after the group's campaigners occupied a floating oil platform in January to protest against the damage to the climate caused by Shell. Four Greenpeace protesters boarded the platform just north of the Canary Islands while it was being transported to the Shetland Islands, with signs demanding that the fossil fuel company stop drilling, start paying. Surgeons have performed the world's first transplant of an entire human eye, an extraordinary addition to a face transplant, although it's far too soon to know if the man will ever see through his new left eye. An accident with a high-voltage power line had destroyed most of Aaron James's face, but surgeons at NYU hoped replacing the missing eye would yield better cosmetic results for his new face by supporting the transplanted eye socket and lid. Today, transplants of the cornea, the clear tissue in front of the eye, are common to treat certain types of vision loss. But transplanting the whole eye, the eyeball, its blood supply, and the critical optic nerve that must connect it to the brain, is considered a moonshot in the quest to cure blindness. The Vatican has said that trans people can be baptized in church and be godparents. In a document approved last month by Pope Francis and published this week, the office noted that a transgender person, even if they have undergone hormone therapy and sex reassignment surgery, can receive baptism under the conditions as other faithful. The decision came with a caveat. Such baptisms were possible, it said, if there are no situations in which there is a risk of generating a public scandal or confusion among the faithful. The hunter-gatherers who settled on the banks of the Haine, a river in southern Belgium 31,000 years ago, were already using spear throwers to hunt their game. The material found at the archaeological site of Masseret Canal permits establishing the use of this hunting technique 10,000 years earlier than the oldest currently known preserved spear throwers. This discovery is prompting archaeologists to reconsider the age of this important technological innovation. As ocean waves rise and fall, they apply forces to the seafloor below and generate seismic waves. These seismic waves are so powerful and widespread that they show up as a steady thrum on seismographs, the same instruments used to monitor and study earthquakes. That wave signal has been getting more intense in recent decades, reflecting increasingly stormy seas and higher ocean swell. Global data, along with other ocean, satellite, and regional seismic studies, show a decades-long increase in wave energy that coincides with increasing storminess attributed to rising global temperatures. The oceans have absorbed about 90% of the excess heat connected to rising greenhouse gas emissions from human activities in recent decades. That excess energy can translate into more damaging waves and more powerful storms. Data scientists have found that Wikipedia gives more attention to events that happen in richer countries than those in poorer countries. In their study, reported in the Open Access Journal Plus One, they analyzed thousands of articles posted on the free online encyclopedia, looking at the amount of coverage on events in different parts of the world. Wikipedia is a free, collaborative online encyclopedia maintained by a community of volunteers. It is also the largest reference work ever compiled. In this new effort, researchers show that content in Wikipedia is more representative of events happening in so-called advanced countries than in those that are less economically developed. An analysis of beeswax in managed honeybee hives in New York State found a wide variety of pesticide, herbicide, and fungicide residues, exposing current and future generations of bees to long-term toxicity as they are exposed to beeswax. The study, published in the Journal of Veterinary Diagnostic Investigation, notes that people may be similarly exposed through contaminated honey, pollen, and wax in cosmetics. And now, the sounds of extinction. Scientists have rediscovered the Attenborough long-beaked echidna, a long-lost species of mammal. The echidna is described as having the spines of a hedgehog, the snout of an anteater, and the feet of a mole. This one was seen in Indonesia's Cyclops Mountains more than 60 years after the last known sighting. Attenborough's long-beaked echidna was photographed for the first time since 1961 by a trail camera on the last day of a four-week expedition led by Oxford University scientists this summer. Echidnas and platypus are the only living mammals that lay eggs and the only surviving members of the order Monotremata. Echidnas evolved between 20 and 50 million years ago, descending from a platypus-like monotreme. The ancestor was aquatic, but echidnas adapted to life on land. Their diet consists of ants and termites. Their young are called puggles, and their average lifespan is about 15 years. I offer you the sound of the Indonesian forest near the Cyclops Mountains.
you think about Russia, Miss Goldman?
I consider Russia and America the most interesting countries in the world today.
How about Hitler?
I don't know him and don't want to.
What is your opinion of Italy?
Beautiful country minus Mussolini.
Is England going fascist?
All countries are going fascist because of the world reaction of today.
Do you expect a war in the near future?
A war is very imminent, and the munition manufacturers are trying to bring it about.
Well, in case of war between Russia and Japan, which country would you favor?
I should be with the Russian people against the Japanese government.
What do you think of a New Deal, Miss Goldman?
I know it only through the press, and I've always made it a rule to study things for myself before forming a final opinion. My visit to America will include the study of whatever experiments are being made in the country now.
What is your opinion of President Roosevelt?
I'm glad that President Roosevelt has been one of the very few men in the White House who has come to realize the right of the working people to organize and to better their conditions by means of their organized power.
Get your priorities right. Yeah. It's people who are going to change the government. It's people's minds that are going to be open to know that they are it and they can run without government. Just get people indoctrinated to think peace, you know. It's the only way. You've got to get through to housewives and children.
I'm going to read you the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Now, therefore, the General Assembly proclaims this Universal Declaration of Human Rights as a common standard of achievement for all peoples and all nations, to the end that every individual and every organ of society, keeping this declaration constantly in mind, shall strive by teaching and education to promote respect for these rights and freedoms, and by progressive measures, national and international, to secure their universal and effective recognition and observance.
Thank you. I walk in the forest in the middle of the night to get away from the internet. I walk in the traffic, slow it down with a dare to keep the bombs from the little children. I walk the wrong way up the escalator to put fear into consumer confidence. I recite the First Amendment to tourists in Times Square and surround myself with police. I walk in the forest in the middle of the night. I lean against a tree and let the animals get used to my presence. And strange insects crawl over my legs. And I hear possums and owls up close. And I call out for the memory of my mother. That time I had that dream, and that dream keeps coming back when we walked hand in hand into the bell of a trumpet. That's right. Mom and I walked up the slope of the bell of the trumpet into that mysterious darkness. And I was 6 or 7 years old. Mother was in her 20s. I asked her again and again, what's inside the darkness, inside that trumpet? And we walked in there together. And we walked and walked in the dark, and then something unfolded, a field and a forest, brilliant yellows and greens, flowers, a wind making the leaves motion in the sky. Oh, I remember it so well. We were walking on a country road hand in hand. I looked up into Mother's eyes and she smiled. And we walked and we walked in this vivid dream. And then we walked back into the interior of that musical instrument, the darkness inside the golden tubes of the trumpet. And we kept walking and walking, and I listened, and I heard Mother say something to me. Now just keep walking, Billy. Just keep walking. Even in the darkness, there will be music. Keep walking. And I looked up and she wasn't there. And I'm walking to this day. Walk in the forest. In the middle of the night. In the traffic. In the middle of the day. I walk the wrong way. Up the escalator. And I sing the First Amendment in Times Square.